We ask God that you hold them in your Thank you so much, Jim and Renee. That was awesome. So next, what we're going to do is we are going to have some speakers. And our speakers are going to speak for about 3 minutes and talk about whatever they want to talk about. You know, like a blessing in their life, that's something that happened in their class or in their life or however it is for them. So for first up is going to be George Thorne.
Thank you very much. First of all, thank you for everybody who helped put this together. This is really incredible. I know Kimberly works so hard, and Mary, and Sylvia, and Linda, everybody, and Sabrina, everybody. It's just really great. The big challenge for me, for those of you who know me, is the because there's so many people that you need to hear that have a lot to say. They were limited to 3 minutes, and some of you know me. Even saying my name in 3 minutes is kind of difficult. But we're going to try. The theme of tonight is Count Your Blessings, and I discovered the more I thought about it that I have a real problem with that, and I absolutely can't do it. But there's a reason why. It's because there's way too many of them. And what I had an idea, and I would like you to go along with me if you would. Anyone who's been in any spiritual development class or Wednesday night class, I wonder if you'd bear with me and close your eyes for a second. What I'd like you to do is to think back to the very first time that you were in a spiritual development class with Millie. How you felt, where you were emotionally, how you felt about life, what was going through your mind, and then little by little step forward and think about the first time that you felt the presence of God. How did you feel? What came over you? What did you feel when you felt that presence? What was the first time you remember something really coming to you that moved you, that you talked with someone dear, and the whole idea of it was just profound? What was it like as you began to change, as you moved along your path and your journey, and you began to sense the shift coming over you? Can you remember that? Can you remember how far back that was? Can you remember what it was like watching those in class with you as they began to change, almost sometimes before your very eyes, and the transformation that began to take hold? Can you remember what that was like? Can you remember the energy, the first time you felt it or saw it, and the profound presence of God within your class? Can you remember what moved you the most, and how many times and how many ways? And lastly, can you think now where you are now and where you have been and how much you've grown and how much you've changed? And what a magnificent experience it's been. Thank you. And what I would like to say is, those of you who also heard me say this before, to me, Tuesday night is when the lights go out, the light goes on. And it's the most profound series of evenings I've had in my life. And the changes that have happened to me and the changes that have occurred. And I thought our little simple house here, it really is a cathedral, but it's not made out of brick and stone. It's made out of God and the angels, and they're here with us. And to be able to feel that presence is truly extraordinary. So, in closing, though, I will back off a little bit because there are some blessings, and it's each one of us that are in the class. And a thought keeps coming to me as of late, that we're not human beings on a spiritual journey. We are spiritual beings on a human journey. And I want to thank you for letting me and be honored to walk among you. And above all, thanks to our teacher. our Reverend Millie, who I'm love with all my heart. We are so blessed. Thank you.
Thank you so much, George. Awesome. And next up to speak is Kimberly Hicks.
Okay, I don't think that helped me make me and the West nervous. But good evening, everyone. When I started my class, I did not know really what to expect, except for to expect that I would have a very good spiritual ground. And I heard it would be great, and I heard that I would learn a lot. And then the first night, it was like, oh, you got to sit in your certain spot for the rest of the year because the energy will grow. And I thought, what is this? And all that was true. But yet, class was nothing what I expected. I did not expect that I would bond with each and every one of my classmates and feel such unconditional love from everyone in that room every time that circle happened. Witnessing how easy our angel friends can release us of our burdens if we ask and accept their love, it happened to each and every one of the members of this class. This year, we examined our truths, we expanded in love, and we let go of the things that no longer serve us, like negative thinking. I learned how important it was to watch my thoughts, words, and actions, because it does come back to you, or to me. The most important thing is that each and every one of us, our love volume grew to new and different levels. Our spirit friends trusted us to help us see and feel the pure love. Love is so simple to give, and yet as individuals, we find it so hard to receive it. Receiving is as much of a blessing as giving. There's no wrong direction with love, and with love, anything is possible. And I found that so true in this class. I love each and every one of you, and you have each blessed my life in so many ways. I cannot thank you for this last year. They're truly a blessing to me. And I have been blessed to witness every single one of them grow and change and let their burdens be released. It's just, I'm filled with joy when I look into this room, to their faces, and I see every one of your light shining in this room. And the most important thing is I learned to trust myself this year, and that I never have walked alone, and I never will walk alone. And I just want to say, wow, what a ride. And I'm so glad you have all been part of it. Thank you very much.
Ditto, 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 ditto. And next up for you is Lori Kennedy.
Hi, everybody. I stand before you by the grace of God, because when I came to this little church or came back to it, I was beginning to heal from a battle of drugs and alcohol addiction. And here I found that God played a big role in my sobriety, and so did Reverend Millie. And all my classmates, I found the love and support I needed, as well as my husband and my family and friends. In the class, I found a wonderful, inspirational leader in Millie, that child of God. And with her and the angels, I found that I wasn't alone in the world. I found a family of friends in my friends in the class. And we came very close as we learned more about God and how to work God's laws in our day-to-day life, and put together the universal laws and principles of nature that were clear channels of God through healing, and how to live life to its fullest. Here I found a strong connection to God. I learned how to allow his love to flow through me freely in my day-to-day activities, and I learned that the angels guiding me every day of my life, and they were there whenever called upon, and sometimes when I wasn't calling upon. I learned how to be one at God and my fellow human beings and all God's creatures. I learned how to trust my intuition and sharpen my skills. I found that if I got very quiet, I could get impressions from different item that a person had, or that I could also allow spirits, that those free of the body, to create pictures in my mind or speak to me, so that I was able to pass along what was meant for the others. My sensitivity to energy has increased, and how to harness that energy for myself and for those around me. and it strengthened my belief in God as it relates to my favorite saying by William James, and that God beside me it pertains. And although it says man, I automatically include woman too, and it goes like this. Man alone, of all the creatures of the earth, can change his own pattern. Man alone is the architect of his destiny. The greatest discovery of our generation is that human beings, by changing the inner attitudes of their minds, can change the outer aspects of their lives. With God and the angels, I found that positive mindset that freed me from the tension and worry and replaced it with love, hope, and the belief that God, all things are possible. And my wish for all of you is that you can find the same blessings in your life that I found, and know that God holds you in the palm of his hand, and may the angels wrap you in their wings. Love to you all. Hey, Kathy, I saw you sneak in. Come on over.
Kathy.
Come on, Kathy.
Yay.
You're our group. Oh, Deborah. Deborah's here too. Come on over, Deborah.
Oh, thanks.
You sure?
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. I think Spencer's supposed to be here in a little while too, so we'll look forward to seeing him in just a little bit. So next up to is Dave Hamill. Come on up, Dave.
Good evening, everyone. I'm here to just give an unabashed promo for this church and this class. I know some of you have not been in this class. You may not have been in this church. And sometimes what you hear that goes on here may strike you as a little strange. But it is very different. And that is what is so beautiful about this church. I was raised as a Methodist. And in my years of going to church, I kept going, is this all there is? Isn't there something else here? My spiritual chicken wing was down to the bone. There was no meat on it. This is a meaty chicken bone right here. There is so much to sink your teeth into here. When I first came here, I was knocked back because Millie had the audacity to say, we don't want any blind believers here. What kind of church is this? Churches tell you, here's our dogma, here's what you believe, it's all wrapped up in this beautiful package, believe it. And I kept looking through and kind of going like, well, you know, I can't believe that, and I don't believe that either. And so I walk in here and Millie says, we don't want any blind beliefs, bring your doubts, run it through your God self. And if it resonates with you, keep it. If it doesn't, let it go. I'm like, what planet am I on? I'm used to fear, intimidation. You know, you got to believe this, you got to believe that, because if you don't, you're going to hell. You know, oh, this is not what this is about. This is about love. There's no fear. You will not hear fear preached in this church. So that makes this a very, very unique place. And when you come in here, and I hope you'll come again on a Wednesday or a Sunday, and be present to the love that's in this room, because it you can cut it with a knife. It's so thick in here sometimes. I've brought people in here, and I remember walking away. We walked down the front porch, and as I was walking up the street to the car, my friend had stopped, and she was just staring at the church. And I kind of gave her a minute or two, and she's shaking her head, and I said, what's up? And she goes, it's so surreal. I said, you can just feel the love in there. And that's what this church is about. Our classes are as amazing as this church. So I'd like, if everybody take a moment, if you've been in one of Millie's classes, would you raise your hand and hold it up? So if you get a chance, if you haven't been in the class, take a look around. And there are people in these thank you. There are people in these classes, folks, that have been coming to these classes for 20 years. How many? 30 years. Now, you don't come to a class for 5 years, 10 years, let alone 30 years, unless there's something amazing going on. And there are amazing things that go on in our classes. When God comes to you, when Spirit comes to you, and you know that you knew something you had no way of knowing, it really warms your heart. I used to come afterwards, kind of go like, wow, where else would you get this education? And people would shake their head going, I don't know. And Deborah in the back was in class last year or the year before, and I said, Deborah, where else would you get this kind of education? And she looked at me and she goes, heaven. And she's absolutely right. And the way God works with you is different every time. I love the story that George and I have a good friend, Judy Dunham, who came to class this year, and we've been talking probably 3 or 4 years about her coming to class. And she showed up in the very with a friend of hers. And I said, Judy, I'm so glad you came. She goes, oh, no, I came for Dugan. You know, I'm just doing this because I want Dugan here. And so at the break before we came back in, I said, Judy, did you invite somebody that's passed to come? And she goes, oh, no, I just want it for Dugan. It's for Dugan. I'm like, okay. So the very first circle of the year, Judy gets up, and Millie calls Judy up in that circle. And Judy's mother, who's passed on, came through Sylvia. And Sylvia did a beautiful job of telling Judy about her mother. She described what she looked like, her stature, her hair, and told Judy things that her mother wanted her to know, because we've never been born and we will never die. There is no such thing as death. We are God's eternal children. And in this class, you get to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that life, when we die, it's this beautiful moment of creation, and that our life energy is coherent. It doesn't just go away. So Sylvia did a great job in letting Judy know that her mother is still there. But the topper, which I just cracks me up, because we think sometimes that God has, you know, I have this thing that God is certain ways, and there's not a sense of humor with it or something. But Spencer, who should be here soon, was standing behind Judy. And Spencer's very in tuned, and he said, Judy, he goes, what's this with this 1957 Chevy Bel Air? It looks brown. And Judy turned around and looked at him and said, that's my mom's car. So there is just this wonderfully beautiful, gentle energy and knowing. And when that kind of thing happens to you, or the first time that you get something, I remember a couple that was in class, and I looked at them and I got this short brown man, and he was just wearing shorts, no shirt, thongs, and he had a machete in his hand, and he was cutting sugar cane. I'm like, okay, this is too weird. So I asked her, I go, does this mean anything to you? She goes, that's my grandfather. She says, we're from Guatemala. We were raised on sugarcane plantations. You tell me how it happens. I know how it happens. It's God working through us. And it grows, as the other classmates have said, we all grow together. And I would guess if you would ask any one of the people that have been in Millie's class, each one of them will tell you that their life has changed dramatically for the better. And not just once, many times. So this is my plug for our classes. They start again in October. I hope each and every one of you finds time to come on a Tuesday afternoon, a Tuesday night, or a Thursday night, because it will improve the quality of your life. It'll teach you to love more than you ever have. And that woman over there, our Reverend Millie, is so amazing. She shows us how to love. And she brings across love every day. Thank you all very much.
Count your many blessings. I mean, you could see right over there her. So many times. How many times has she held your hand? How many times has she given you a good thought? How many times has she sent you a little bit of love? And love that you don't even know that she sent you. You know, she is like the love bug, you know, the love bug. And we are so honored to have her as our teacher and guide. It's just been amazing. It's been an amazing journey. Our next speaker for you is Jim Vanadorn.
You'll forgive me for not just starting, but I see so many people that I love. And it's just so nice to be able to, not you, Jerry. This is a great idea. I have a shelf at my house that I put things on or hang things under that mean a lot to me, and this is going right on it tonight. I'm Usually when I get up here at the class night, I talk about how I knew that I knew, and a lot of times I'll talk about how I met my wonderful wife. And most everybody in here has already heard that, so I'm going to switch up for you a little bit. I'm going to tell you what I learned this year. Our theme is gratitude. Count your many blessings. Let's shove it all together and call it one word, gratitude. I spend a lot of time in gratitude. I spend a lot of time with people that are spending a lot of time in gratitude because it raises my heart. It raises my vibration. It gives me a better outlook, and it helps me get through when things aren't quite so good. That's what Count Your Blessings is about. Is when I'm feeling cranky or upset, and you know God's not doing it the way I want it done. It's important for me to switch that around and to think about the things that I do have, the things that I've got that I'm glad that I have. It can come right from anything from being able to walk on two legs.
Funny, Jim.
To any number of other things. And probably you have all heard about gratitude before, and so I don't really need to go there very much. But I want to tell you what I learned this year as a result of Millie's class. And that is the difference between a noun and a verb. I found out, I went on dictionary.com, gratitude is a noun. But I can't do a noun. A noun is a person, place, or thing. I have to do a verb. And so I wanted to find out a way to take gratitude and turn it into something I can do. And so I'm trying to figure out the best way to say this because it's here, it all fits in. How do I put it out here? Do you have a mission? Do you have a purpose? When I was a little guy, I woke up one day and I realized, you know what? What am I doing? I'm going to school today. Why am I going to school today? So I can learn. Why? So I can graduate high school. Why? So I can get a job. Why? So I can work for 30, 40, 50 years and, you know, support myself and maybe some kids. Why? So I can retire. Why? So I can die. It didn't sound like a lot of fun. And I have been searching for a purpose ever since. And I got a purpose in my life today. I have a reason for being. I found out one of the things Millie teaches us is that we're all bubbles of God. God doesn't need me. God doesn't need my praise. God doesn't need my love. God doesn't need my gratitude. God doesn't need my prayers. But I learned that human beings are God playing hide and seek with God. It's a lot of people don't know God lives inside of them. But I know God's inside of you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. And I have a purpose. Because I can be of service to you. I can do something for you without any thought of return. And I can take my gratitude and turn it into action by providing a service to another human being. That's how I show God that I'm grateful. It's all wonderful to say, oh, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I want to show God that I'm grateful. And the best way I can do that is to do something nice for another human being. And so if I came away this year with the idea that my noun gets to be a verb. And now that kid has a reason to be alive and a reason to wake up with a smile in the morning. Because now I have a purpose. Now I have a reason. Now I can look in the mirror and say, yeah, you do belong on this planet. You've got something to do. Go do it. If you haven't got a mission, if you haven't got something that makes your heart happy to get up in the morning, do yourself a favor and get one. And you know what? There's as many as there is people. there's as many as there is people. I only know I have never been happier than I have since I figured out my mission. Thank you, Millie.
So count your many blessings. You know, it's all really about, you know, we all have a path, and whether and our gifts. And Millie talks a lot about gifts. You know, what's your gift? You know, is it a smile? Is it like touching somebody's shoulder, or music, or art, or taking care of someone, or you know, just, you know, being there for each other? Or, you know, this is a phenomenal couple right here, Edie and Harry Duff, that come here. Hi, Edie.
Hi.
Hi, Harry.
Hi.
How you doing, honey? And you know, they've been married for like 36 years, I think. And Edie's 95, and Harry just turned 93, right? And you know, they are a phenomenal couple. I've been over their house many times to, you know, just be with them for a couple days, and they are just in love with each other. I mean, they just exude love. Like, he is like one of the most romantic guys I've ever met. And the man, you know, it's really hard for him to hear. You can hear now, Harry, right? Hi, Harry. Can you hear me? Anyways, so you know, he's got a couple hearing aids, but he's, you know, he's a charmer. I'll tell you what. If you get to know the guy, you know, he's a charmer.